I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
This character, managing editor of the Gazette, by name Annadale, published the good news that Barbara's father was to have his trial and conviction reviewed. I'd been the means of obtaining and sending forward documents found by an old friend of Barbara's father to the Chief Justice's department. The Gazette pooh-poohed the instrumentality of the Grey Goose. So, with the help of Charlie Austin, the said Annadale met a Grey Goose feather, my little token, at every turn. Even his office correspondence contained a feather. In search of the lowdown on him, we raided his home, and then in turn his spacious office. Just as we thought we had the dope, the gentleman himself arrived. We, however, had a little of the wood on him, as you'll remember. All right, Annadale, press that button. Summon your night staff. Arrest us. What happens? We bring down on your head the whole of the security branch.
Nonsense. There is nothing subversive in the Gazette records or files.
Why, no. Can't find a thing. But then there is more than the Gazette involved in this.
What rubbish. I have no other interests than the Gazette.
Well, I beg to differ. You see, Annadale, I have one of your official envelopes here.
Stolen from my desk.
How true. I placed these newsprint pools within the same. So. And right. So.
What are you going to do?
It's done. Addressed, as a matter of fact. Got a stamp, by the way?
No. I wouldn't give it to you if I had.
All the better. Did you know that an unstamped letter is almost as safe as registration? You see, it's guarded by the post office authorities as if it were their ewe lamb. They, in delivering it, exact toll plus stamp value from the recipient.
You propose to post that envelope?
I do. I notice you have a postal chute in this office, so...
Stand away from there!
Huh. A gun, I see. Very grand, if I may say so, Annadale.
Give me that envelope, or I shall certainly shoot. My staff will then come up, and that glib tongue of yours won't be able to say anything anywhere.
Of course, that's a very potent argument in your favor.
I thought you would see that. Now, the envelope.
Charlie, there are moments when one has to confess one is beaten.
That's right, Mr. Hicks.
But this isn't one of them, is it? Quick,
take that!
Splendid throwing, old man. A book fair in the kisser. Collar the gun and hold our friend.
You devils. You're not security men.
By no means. Strictly speaking, we should be called insecurity men. So many we know have been tripped up by us. Keep your eye on him, Charlie, while I post this letter. Voila, there it is. Adieu, there it goes. Now what, Mr. Annadale?
Look, I don't know who you are, but you've won this round. So I suppose I'll have to talk turkey. I'll do a deal.
What about it, Charlie?
Oh, I reckon we can listen.
So do I. By the way, we don't wish to be interrupted.
We shan't be.
Make sure, will you? Here's your intercom phone. Ring down and say you wish to be alone.
All right.
Sir?
No interruptions, please. I wish to be alone.
Yes, sir.
Blimey. Greta Garbo couldn't have done it better.
Now, what's going to be the palaver?
Just this. You have discovered some printed material on the back of that picture.
Yes, I held it up to the light. My friends will, with a little trouble, decipher it.
That is, if you tell them to look for it.
Which I intend to do. That picture of the luscious blonde goes into that rather dirty magazine, Yippee. Lots of bad selectors of their reading matter by it. But one, a regular subscriber, I shall call him, holds it up to the light and is able to read a message. And, as I guess, something inimical to national safety, you dirt.
You're only guessing.
True. But the security boys will soon find out.
£1,000, if you'll go along to your friend and tell him it was just a personal joke, sending that picture.
Oh, now you're really talking. £1,000. What do you say, Charlie?
£2,000.
Cash?
On the nail. May as well be proper blackmailers.
Right, Mr. Annadale. £2,000.
But that much cash...
Easy. All newspapers keep large amounts of floating cash, emergency expenses, payment of fares for special and sudden events, necessitating travel for correspondents, reporters?
Reckon Mr. A here would keep it himself, too, Mr. Hicks.
Well, Mr. Hay, hand over.
Apparently I have no choice. But one thing. How do I know this will be the end of the matter? Even if you do contrive to stop the print.
That's just it, my friend. You do not know. But I don't see you have any alternative.
Very well. But if I hear any more from you, I shall know what steps to take. I shall not be caught off guard again.
The money, please.
Well, I must get it out of the safe.
So you must. I'll help, shall I? I don't wish you to open it and suddenly produce another gun. Alley-oop, then. My, my, what a hoard. And good heavens, a bunch of feathers.
Came in the mail from another scoundrel of the same kidney as yourself.
Who on earth is that?
The Grey Goose, or I'm much mistaken.
But why keep the feathers?
Because I hope to spread some tar over him one day, and then I propose to stick his stupid feathers all over him. Well, here's your darn money, now get out.
Thank you, and here's my receipt.
What? A feather? You are the...
The Grey Goose at your service. Sorry, I must keep my...
By heaven, I...
No. Not that, Mr. Annadale. Sorry to have to crack you one, but my friend and I have to get out of here before you rouse the rabble.
Reckon he's asleep.
Peacefully.
Well, we better get a move on before he comes, too.
That's so. But I don't think we can get out the way we came in. That night reporter's room, you know, and the desk.
Then what?
The piano wire, old son.
Crikey, that way? It gives me the cold shivers. Are you? I've not done this stunt before, you know.
Sorry, but it's the only way. Now, hitch the swivel into your belt. That's right. Now, out onto the windowsill.
Okay. Now what?
Steady yourself down with your hands. I take the strain on the wire around my waist, gradually turning round until you hit the ground.
Can't you think of a better word than hit the ground?
No. Now, take it easy.
Let her go. Gently, Mr. Hicks.
The blighter's as heavy as I am. Ooh. Hope he doesn't pull me out of the window. How are you going?
Slow but sure. The wire won't break, will it?
Never has done. But of course, there's always a first chance.
Comforting, I must say. Okay.
Good. Keep attached to keep the wire from swinging. Now to attach my end to something. Ah, yes. The safe handle. That's it. Hang on, Charlie. Here I come.
Right on my stomach, Mr. Hitch. Now what? Scamper?
Yes. But I have to get my wire back first. Watch this.
Blimey. How's that done?
A little cutter on the end of the wire where I tied the knot. I just jerked this bit of strong fishing line, the wire severed at the knot, and comes tumbling down.
Blinking mandrake, that's what.
Pardon me, Charlie. You don't mention Drake in the same breath as Goose. All right. We're off.
Home?
Not yet. We're going to call on a lady of our acquaintance.
This time of night? Then she ain't no lady.
You may be right at that. However, we'll see. We're going to see Mrs. Annadale.
What? That dame will let us go and guest you with her.
Charlie!
Mr. Hicks?
Ah. That's the lady, so come on.
Still up, it seems. Lights on.
We've got to get a squint into that room. But how?
If it was Christmas, we could go down the flaming chimney. Dressed as the Santa Claus twins.
Don't pinch my comedy, Charlie. Wait. Do you remember there was a small library off the main room?
Yeah.
Then that's our target. We get in there and possibly hear all, see all. Come.
Easy. It's a French window.
Then go to it, my friend.
In?
Imre, move the lamp a little nearer.
But yes, my Myra.
Now the glass again. The print is so small. Ah, that's better. The magnification is excellent. See for yourself.
Can you see, Charlie?
Yeah. But you think we dare open these curtains a bit wider?
1 inch.
As you see, Imre, held up to the light, the picture fades and the print is visible.
Yippee! What? Of course. My hat, they've got a copy of the paper. Not a sound.
Yes, I see. It is very clear. It is a very, very clever method, I think. I assure you that my friends will be most satisfied with the efforts of you and your good husband.
My good husband, Imre? Do you forget it was I who thought this scheme up? This scheme of passing information to you, for you in turn to pass it
Yes, indeed, my dear Myra, and I trust that the monetary reward is satisfactory.
Satisfactory? Imre, dear, I haven't had but a penny here and there. That mean old devil does all the cashing in. Oh, dear heaven, how sick of him I am.
That is good, because all the more ready will you be to come with me when the time is ripe.
When is that going to be? I sometimes feel we may be found out.
How right you are.
The day is not far off, my dear one. Our cause will triumph, and then...
But can't we do something now? Without my husband, I mean.
No, dear one. Remember, he has the private processes to print and the channels of publication of the magazine.
The more I wait, the more desperate I am for money, Emily. I'm at my wit's end with debts. Cards, milliners, oh, hundreds.
Well, what of this scheme which you have for trapping this, this famous character? I understand that the reward has reached £2,000. Why did you not give the alarm when he was here, as you say he was?
He had a companion, and I knew that if I made one false move, he'd be on to me like a flash of lightning. So I fobbed him off with a bit of romance. But he'll come back, I feel sure.
Masks on, Charlie.
Madam, permit me to hail a soothsayer. You're perfectly right. As I've so often had the privilege of saying to my clients, victims, I am here.
And so Fletcher is right again. This time in his estimate of a woman. How he deals with traitors is to be told. We know, too, he'll manage somehow to feather the nest of the Grey Goose.